You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about Pete Evans.
I've met the guy.
Have you met him?
Met the dude. I just showed you a photo of us two side by side.
Did you meet him before he became a crazy conspiracy theorist? Or, like, was he doing that cooking show at the time?
Yeah, he was doing the cooking show at the time. And he... I did a bit of a skim of his Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Prior to... I was like, whoa, there's some interesting stuff in here. It's like gets in the ocean once a day and lives not coastally. I was like, that's a fair hike. It's a fair drive. And then I said to him prior to the interview, I was like, oh, I've read some odd stuff about you on your Wikipedia. And he's like, don't believe any of that. And it turns out it was all true.
Well, Simo, I don't want to talk about his getting into the ocean habits.
Okay.
But more his comments on coronavirus and all the various conspiracies that he seems to... Like, the last 12 months or something, he's just gone through the roof kind of with all these bizarre conspiracies.
Lockdown hit all of us hard.
Yeah.
Hit some of us harder.
He was trying to sell some gadget for like 20 grand from his website, which he said could cure coronavirus. Spoiler alert, it couldn't.
I think he needed cash flow because he sold his house not long after that.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, he was doing a live stream on Facebook over the weekend where he said...
what did he do?
Just when you thought some of the claims that he's made about coronavirus couldn't get more bizarre, they add some more.
Yeah, was he wearing one of those... He wore one of those, what do they call them, manga hats? Was he wearing a red hat at the time?
No, he wasn't wearing a hat at all.
Right, okay.
I assume his tinfoil hat had fallen off. But Simo, got some of the edited highlights of the bizarre crap that he said.
All right, sweet. I'm into it.
Maybe sunlight could be the best vaccine in the world. Maybe good nutrition could be the best vaccine in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, don't get me wrong, I'm sure, you know, getting natural light and eating healthy, I'm sure that may help in a way.
It helps, definitely helps. Yeah, sure.
This one I'm not sure will. Maybe hugging would be the best vaccine in the world.
Oh, God. Right, okay.
I don't think it is.
No.
When we're all doing the social distancing thing, probably best not to hug.
That's right. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, what else you got?
Here we go. So he's quoted as saying, I've spoken to so many experts from around the world.
Yep.
Which is, you read that and you're like, okay, this is gonna get interesting.
Best part about it was it probably wasn't about COVID. It was about, I just like, you know, took their order.
No, I used to be a chef, so I was speaking to Gordon Ramsay, his experts.
Yeah.
And all that. No, so I've spoken to many experts around the world, and they're saying coronavirus, it's basically gone now. It's done. It's finished. It's not.
A little bit like your, My Kitchen Rules, mate. Gone, finished,
I know. Actually, do you see the other two from My Kitchen Rules have got a new show with old mate from MasterChef? Plate. And that's finished, done as well.
Yeah, Plate of Origin, that didn't last.
Anyone that doesn't believe it's finished is, quote, insane. Yeah, are we, mate?
Oh, dear.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
It won't be COVID-19. They've made up some other bleeping name for it. I've heard they're going to start calling it COVID-21. So that it'll continue for longer.
Like a repeat season.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So 2019 was when it sounds like COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to start calling it COVID-21. So we can, quote, not travel around the world again.
Oh, well. All new and improved.
So that's what Pete Evans did over the weekend.
I wonder if he's getting in the ocean, though.
Yeah.
Also, I do have to wonder, because I like to keep an eye on where these people live.
Just in a stalker kind of way, or
in a self-preservation kind of way. Like, how close would you want to live to Pete Evans?
Look, if I was moving house to a street,
yeah,
and I knew that Pete Evans lived in that street,
you see someone mowing the lawn out the front. They give you a wave as you go to do the house inspection, and you turn it to the auctioneer, and you go, "Was that Pete Evans?"
But no, that was his brother,
Roger.
Roger Evans.
Roger and Pete. Oh, dear.
Yeah, look, I definitely would consider maybe not moving into.
So I keep an eye on it. He's now got a ranch. He's out Byron Bay way. So
okay.
He's got a ranch there, and if he's liking the sunlight, I dare say he's probably doing that butt sunning thing as well. You know, where there's people
That's not a good image.
Yeah, I know. It's probably what he's doing, though. He loves the sun. Like, the photo that I took with him, I look like a ghost by comparison.
Well, Simo, okay, so you did show me a picture that you took with Pete Evans.
Well, yeah. I was the paparazzi snapped us, yeah.
Oh, shit. Paparazzi. You were posing for a picture.
Absolutely.
From one of your old radio stations. Can we check that up on the Instagram?
No.
Okay, no, we won't.
Definitely not.
Okay, we won't. But you say that he loves the sun.
Yes.
Judging from that picture you showed me, mm-hmm. I think he loves the sun out of a bottle.
Simo and Jordan.
And face masks. Did you get the big pack of 50 or did you just get like one or two quality ones?
No. So I got the big pack of 50 disposable ones.
Me too.
I know. I think I'm onto 25 or something like that.
All right. Wow. Nice.
So slowly yeah, surely going through them.
So worth mentioning, the reason I bring up face masks, Jordan, is...
It's because coronavirus is a thing you might not have heard.
Every few millennia, evolution leaps forward and so do face masks.
Only when there's a pandemic. Which I feel in 2018 there wasn't much evolution of face masks happening.
But, you know, with the times comes new technology and now there is... breathable scents on face masks.
What do you mean? So the face mask smells of lavender or something.
That's right. Breathable, though. So as opposed
well,
to...
Well, good.
As opposed
some
to...
Some of those face masks that suffocate you, but they do smell of lavender, so you know.
Well, as opposed to the opposite way. It doesn't make, you know, the others around you, you know, it doesn't...
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
it doesn't so it's make... only you can smell it.
Correct.
Okay, okay. Yeah, no, that makes
just
sense.
Something to give you a little bit of a buzz during the day.
Okay, you know? I got you, yeah.
So a company has developed... they've already developed a flavour.
Is it lavender?
Oh, no. So the company has developed, if you're a fan of breakfast meats, the chance of getting involved in the scent of sizzling pork anytime they want with bacon-scented face masks.
Probably not going to be popular amongst the vegetarians.
No, veggies. Well, it's just the flavour. It's not... They're not actually eating anything.
So what is? So you wear this face mask,
yep.
And you, as you're walking around doing your day, can smell bacon.
That's right. You
is
can
that
breathe it in, Jordan, like you're at a barbecue.
Yeah, but that's like, but you won't actually be able to then go and eat the bacon.
The latest in bacon smell technology to give the wearer the experience of smelling bacon anytime, anywhere.
The latest in bacon smell technology. What was before this one in bacon smell? Because I want to know.
Oh, that's what I was surprised by as well. It didn't say first. Someone's had a crack at it already. Obviously didn't go well.
So do we have any reviews about this? Does the bacon actually smell like bacon?
Because no,
there's nothing worse than that fake... bacon smell.
No,
like, I'm not talking bacon. When someone's trying to make bacon, someone who was, Em's a stationery queen who we work with.
Yeah.
I remember one day she's like, oh, you got to try this cheese. It's brilliant. It's got like bacon in it. And then
oh,
we tasted it and it was disgusting.
Why are people mixing bacon with other things?
It wasn't even, it wasn't bacon. It was just red stuff. It wasn't nice.
Like, don't mix it. Like, don't cut and shred bacon and put it into things. Mm. Like, wrap it around stuff like steaks.
Yeah. Bacon is already, it has peaked. Bacon will not get better.
I don't have any details regarding reviews, but I do have more advertising material.
Oh, go on.
Black Label Breathable Bacon is bacon scented for an irresistibly breathable heavenly aroma that you can keep all to yourself.
Bacon, wouldn't that just make you want bacon?
Which brings us to a top five face mask scents.
Top five!
Alrighty, you can get involved as well on the Instagram. Head to the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Question up there. So, help us out with this one. What are the superior scents?
Okay.
The superior flavours? We might even develop one here. Simo
we probably won't, but we could.
So, coming in at number five, Choc Mint. Now, that one was a suggestion from Lockie.
Okay.
So, Lockie, thanks for the advice.
I'm not a fan of eating mint, but I got to be honest, it does make your breath smell nice with the minty toothpaste.
Yeah,
so maybe that could work.
But do you really want to breathe in toothpaste all day?
No, well,
because toothpaste, man.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it smells. It's like minty fresh, you
Let's
know?
Be honest. It worked with gum, so should be
doable. I mean, maybe, but yeah. We'll pop that on the maybe pile.
Coming in at number four, salted caramel, because salted caramel is everywhere anyway.
Oh, yeah salted caramel. That's very in at the moment.
People just add it to stuff.
Yeah. What's that? You got some tofu? I chuck some salted caramel on it. We can charge double.
Would you like some salted caramel with your basketball? Coming in at number three, peanut butter.
Big fan of peanut butter?
Mainly because the latest hoax is like peanut butter somehow helps you with some certain activities in the bedroom.
Oh, is that a
thing?
Apparently.
Interesting. So
okay.
Maybe just get your fix and get it all in on a daily basis.
Yeah?
That'll help you out. Coming in at number two.
Yeah, yes. I was going to make a joke about that, but I thought, no, not for this time slot.
Coming in at number two. Christmas is coming up, so candy cane flavoured.
Yeah, again, but
Christmas cheer?
No, it's too early for Christmas cheer.
Okay, right.
The supermarkets are still good. They're still doing Halloween stuff. Not even they've got into the Christmassy stuff
okay,
yet.
Okay, so no candy canes. What about gingerbread then? Does that have
long... No, too early.
Okay, right, yep.
What are we? We're still in October, aren't we?
Well, it's going to take a while to develop, Jordan.
All right. Yeah, no, good point.
And coming in at number one, honey soy, because there's just those, that flavour is spectacular. Honey soy.
Look, I'm not going to lie, any of those would be better than the my breath flavour of my current face mask.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
James Bond. The name is Bond.
The brand new movie is coming out. I think it was meant to be this year, but it has been pushed to next year. No Time to Die, it's called.
Four. And it features Rami Malek as well, right?
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I wanted to talk about they've had to go around and work out how to do a specific stunt.
Okay.
And they've come up with a bit of a unique way of doing it.
Yeah.
So the stunt in question was a motorbike, and it has to jump over a 60-foot wall.
I reckon I've seen that in the trailer.
Yeah, I think it is. I think I've seen it too.
Big and bold. Bond.
And they wanted to try and work out a way of getting, when the motorbike lands, like to try and help it stick to the ground, because it was also landing on cobblestones.
Yeah, of course.
Which can be quite, you know,
because normal physics, it would just either obliterate the bike or you'd bounce or...
It would kind of go a bit all over the place.
What was the distance it dropped from?
Well, it says, all I know is that the motorbike had to jump over a 60-foot wall.
Okay, right.
I don't know if they're 60-foot high. Yeah. That seems ridiculously high. But maybe it could, I mean, it's James Bond.
He can do it all.
Maybe it could have been.
Well, let's be honest, even Vin Diesel put, you know, what did he do? He drove cars from building to building on one of his movies. So
nothing would surprise me.
It's doable.
But so anyway, so they wanted to coat the ground where the motorbike lands on in with something sticky to kind of help the motorbike land.
Alrighty.
Safely.
A sticky substance.
Yeah.
Was it peanut butter?
It wasn't. It has been revealed that Mr. Daniel Craig himself came up with the idea.
Right.
Of putting Coca-Cola all over the ground where the motorbike lands.
Oh.
Because obviously that's sugary, sticky.
Yeah.
And that would help the motorbike land. And that is what they did. They used 8,400 gallons of Coke.
Wow.
It cost them $71,000 to buy it all. And they coated that all over where the motorbike lands, and the stunt was done safely. And it's in the movie for us to enjoy while sipping on a Coke.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was it like frozen, dried, or was it literally like, what was the go?
I would assume whatever was cheapest and most sugary.
Because that's a lot of slushy machines.
Yeah, I don't think it was a slushy. I think slushies did the opposite. They make it really slippery.
Okay, right.
It's like ice.
Yeah. True, yeah, good point.
You know, this motorbike would land and it would just go flying, which might make a good stunt, but probably not the best idea for safety.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan now taking you up. Levitating and flying away with jetpacks.
I think I know where this is going.
It's happened again. You brought this to the show originally weeks and weeks and weeks ago.
Yeah, there was a story of various pilots trying to land at Los Angeles Airport and reporting that there was some bloke wearing a jetpack.
Well, it could have been a dude or a dudette.
True.
Could have been either.
There was someone
unit
just hovering in a jetpack at like 10,000 feet or something ridiculously high.
10,000 is a bit extreme. You missed it by 4,000 feet. 6,000.
Well, I was, yeah.
So 200 meters, because I can't do feet. Can you, like, I can't work out feet in my mind.
You know the way I do it?
How do you do it?
Subway sandwiches. So it's 6,000 Subway sandwiches in the air. whenever I need to measure what a foot is, I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, no, it's about a foot. Yeah, it's a full Subway. Oh, it's about that long. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Right. No, see, it's difficult for
you
me.
You don't eat a Subway.
It's difficult for me to imagine that many stacked on top of one another.
I can imagine that.
Really?
You know I'm a food fan.
Like, you can go outside and, like, realistically, physically measure, you reckon, how many Subway sandwiches? Yeah. Like, if you went out and looked up at the building, you could tell me how many Subway sandwiches tall it is.
Yeah, I'd say it's about, we're probably looking at about, I'm not going to go 100. I reckon just under, maybe about 80 odd.
All right. Okay.
Subway, if you're listening, bring us 100 sandwiches. We'll test that out.
Is that what you do? You're angling for sponsorship?
Well, it would be nice.
Right. No, see, I just do it by, like, I had this maths teacher, Mr. Seidel.
Okay.
And he was 2 meters in height.
Which is about 6 Subway sandwiches.
Correct, yeah. And so I would just, like, measure out. Okay, so he's 6 foot tall. I'll just, like, measure out how many of him.
How many math teachers. How many math teachers in the air was this hoverboard rocket man going?
So, what, 6,000 feet. So, well, it comes into about 200 meters. Mm. I just convert it to metric.
It's only 200 meters.
Yeah, 200 and a bit.
Yeah, I feel like it would have been more. Yeah, 6,000, maybe just me.
It's the Subway sandwich is getting you there.
I know, yeah.
So it's happened again. He has been spotted, this rogue jetpacker.
So so this guy in a jetpack kind of flying around on the approach to Los Angeles Airport, I think it was.
Same place again.
So that happened a couple of months ago, and has it happened again?
It's happened again. I've got the transcript. Do you like the transcript?
Because I remember last time multiple pilots reported that the cops came and they couldn't find anyone.
Yeah, the FBI has been dispatched. They've opened several investigations. They probably rocked up the first time, then stay off the Ribena, guys. There's nothing here. There's nothing to see here. The grape juice, that's enough of that.
But now, I mean, probably stay off that if you're flying a plane as well. But now it's happened. Has it happened again?
Yes. So I've got the transcript here. China Airlines 006. We saw a bright object at 6,000 feet. LAX Tower.
Mm-hmm.
006 heavy. Can you say that one more time, please?
Yes, we're going to need that once more.
China Airlines 006. We saw a flying object, flight suit jetpack around 6,000 feet. Was it a UAV or was it a jetpack? Like a jetpack, too shiny to be a UAV.
Too shiny.
Ooh.
I also, someone's watched Air Crash Investigation. They know how that all works.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
How good is that? Yes, Simo, how good is that? We've got an item. We have to try and work out whether it's good, whether it's terrible. If we agree on whether it is good or terrible, the week will be good. If we disagree, it's downhill from here.
Sets the tempo, sets the pace.
It really is. Yeah.
It really kind of puts the pigeon amongst the cats.
Or the cats amongst the pigeons.
But either or, I mean, if you threw a whole bunch, how many pigeons do you reckon could take a single cat?
It's not a question I expected to be asked today or ever in my life. So
how many pigeons
would it take to beat up a cat? Yeah. Is that the question you are asking me?
Yeah, how many could a cat not deal with?
Oh, I don't know. Well, cats, I mean, pigeons, I don't feel pigeons are very good at attacking.
It's true.
Because they can fly, they can get away good.
Cats are biologically engineered to do the job. Yeah.
You'd want to get at least 100, I reckon.
You'd want to get a few.
Because, I mean, a cat can just swipe its paw and, you know, take out a lot of... Anyway, we've got off topic. This isn't the thing for today.
Alrighty, so how good is this?
Vindaloo curry. 3, 2, 1... Go.
No.
I've never had one, Jordan.
Have you never had one?
No, I've never had one. I'm a very basic bish when it comes to my curries.
I know.
So, Vindaloo, talk me through it.
Well, Vindaloo is the...
Is this the hot and spicy one that has quite an effect on the body?
Yes. Right. It is that hot and spicy one that you notice the next day that you've had one.
Right.
It's a... cleans you out.
Is it worth the risk? Do you partake?
No.
Right, okay, yeah.
I'm not a spice person at all. I'm like mild. At a push, I'll go to medium, but it's mostly mild.
There's some pretty hectic chili names out there.
I know, yeah.
Like there's Reaper chilies, Ghost chilies.
Oh, yeah, they can all go away.
It's like they all just sound like they're all just kind of skirting around. There's a bit of a theme there.
Mm.
Reaper, Ghost, Death is kind of... it would be a synonym if you right clicked on Microsoft Word, any of those, you'll get death.
I don't think they use the Reaper chilies in Vindaloo, but I wouldn't be surprised. The last time I had one, I was like 10, and I only had a little bit, thinking it was another curry.
Well,
and yes, that was not a good time, and the vindaloo has remained unordered and
so,
not on my plate for the rest
of
my life.
It's only the stronger ones. Who would be ordering vindaloos if you could pick someone? Darth Vader? He'd get it straight through to the pipes?
Yeah, I mean...
in his mask?
I haven't seen Star Wars, but I can't remember that bit where Luke is like,
Luke, let's go out for an Indian and discuss the fact that I am your father.
Spoiler alert.
Vindaloo.
Luke, get me some pappadums.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.